Hello, everybody. Today I am back with Game Developers Podcast, Episode 2. Today we are joined by our new co-host, Zach Digital, or you can just call him Zach. Say hello.
Hey.
All right. So, today there's not been much going on in the past week, so we're just going to talk about a bunch of indie games that we're going to look up at Game Jolt. So yeah. So I found this one that looks really, really cool. It's called Guilt Battle Arena, made by Invincible Cat. It was uploaded 13 days ago. So it was made in Unity, published on April 20th. So we're going
right now. I see it right now in Game Jolt.
So we're gonna we're each gonna read a paragraph, and then we are going to explain how we're going to do this. So yeah, I'm gonna read the first paragraph, then you're gonna read the second, and the blah 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 and all that stuff. So yeah. Guilt Battle Arena, a game about shooting your friends with only one bullet. Guilt Battle Arena is a fast-paced one-bullet gun party game for up to four players. Shoot your way through chicken rain, dodge exploding cats, and lead homing missiles into your friends' spaces. You will laugh, you will cry, you will learn how to escape from flying controllers. Zach? You're doing four-player local.
Right, and then there's also a four-player local multiplayer. Challenge your friends in seven hilarious game modes. Pass the bomb before it explodes, avoid the exploding cats, or run away from the rocket. There's only one rule. Being victorious is the only thing that matters. Okay, be victorious or you'll be disqualified.
Pretty much.
From that match.
Yeah.
Okay,
customize your matches. Want to spice up your matches? Speed up the gameplay, game or play with a jetpack. You will find something to add to the madness.
Which is basically making the game fun, more fun, funner, what?
Yeah.
I don't know. And then there's also the costumes. There's like, I'm pretty sure there's is 48 last time they have checked and posted this. There's a total of 48 costumes.
Which is pretty cool. That sounds pretty cool.
I just hit my toe.
All right. It's easy to learn. The mechanics are so simple that everyone can jump in quickly. Shoot and get your bullet back to shoot again. Though it can take some skills to deal with the frantic rhythm, you better keep your cool.
And if you're single player, you lost your friends, we thought about everything. They've thought about everything, basically.
Yep.
Choose among four playable characters and their very own fighting style. Slay, shoot, smash, and explore your way to freedom and develop new tricks to beat your enemies. Survive the dreadful judge and his militia in the single-player story mode, or beat your high score in the arena. I'm pretty sure the arena would be, like, basically fighting against AIs.
Yeah, and all that stuff.
1v1, 1v1.
AI wait, hold on, give me a second. I want to see this real quick. Collective.SquareEnix?
So, dude, you want to try downloading this?
Not right now. How about we look through more games first, and then we'll play them.
Yeah, we'll play a couple then.
Yeah, we're going to make a YouTube channel for this. So if you want to check that out, there will be a YouTube channel. Yeah, so, which one do you want to do, dude?
One sec, let me check the games real quickly.
Yeah, if you could...
Oh my god, it's Bendy and the freaking Ink Machine. Heck no.
Bendy and the Ink Machine.
I don't want horror games.
How about we do this one? It's called Anti-Gravitor. Do you see it?
Gravitor?
Yeah, it's on the
front... Action?
Yeah, it's on the front page.
On the front page?
Yeah, GameJolt.com.
Okay.
Anti-gravitor.
So, anti-gravitor.
Graviator or something.
Anti-graviator. So basically, what is this description? We are now live.
Oh. Okay. We're now live on Kickstarter, and if you support them, you get that exclusive Kickstarter skin. And my God, does that look amazing. It basically...
That looks really cool.
It's basically like a skin that's like green and it has the K on it. That means like Kickstarter. Or become a test pilot and enter the closed alpha and get this test pilot skin as Wheel. And it's like a nuclear looking thing. It looks really cool. It looks like a futuristic cop.
It's green and...
No, the bottom one. Okay.
Oh, the bottom one. Oh, that's the basically a W one. So,
can I okay, I'm gonna read the first.
I'm gonna read the whole list.
You wanna read the first section? Okay, you can read the first section.
What do you mean first section?
The first section of text.
I was just gonna read the list.
So far, in between. Okay, go.
All right. Wait. Are you starting at can you handle?
Yeah, start there.
Okay, can you handle death-defying speeds while opponents get decimated by mines popping out of the ground? Try our demo and find out. The game features 12 racetracks one way and in reverse. That's still only 12, but feels like 24. Four beautifully created 3D worlds so you can escape this reality. Traps are evil that, well, I mean, they are not that evil, but they are traps. Customize your vehicle, change parts and colors so you can make it as ugly or beautiful as you want. Your turn.
Single player versus an AI that will use every trap able to prevent you from winning. Use up to 4 players spritz clean multiplayer for when those friends come over with a keg of beer.
Well, that just seems awkward.
Don't drink if you're a kid, guys. Online multiplayer for when your friends are at another place with that keg of beer. God, they're drunk. Yeah, don't drunk drive. No drink driving. This game is being developed by Cybernetic Walrus, a game studio founded by 4 senior members of Digital Arts and Entertainment, a course in game development and game art. It actually looks like a really amazing game.
Yeah, it seems like a racing game.
It's probably because it is a racing game, you dumbo. Anyways.
Wait, is that a
watch? Let's look at the related ones, or the...
The Escape, with a 4 instead of an A.
Somebody says that you shouldn't put it on a mediocre machine.
Okay, so it seems like it's a really high fan.
Yeah, you need, like, pretty good specs to play this thing. Alright, let's find another game. I'm going to explore all the featured. You press
poop in my soup.
Oh, do you want to do that one?
No, I just said it. Sorry, going back to the homepage.
That one would be really funny if you wanted to do it.
What do you think we should check out? Action, adventure, arcade...
Amber Skull. Oh, no, we're not doing Amber Skull. We're not doing Amber Skull. That's like a... How about... Is that one bad?
Miniator? Fan game, FNAF, survival...
Oh, God, that looks like anime.
Survival will be fun. I like survival games.
Survival games? Do you want to do survival type?
Yeah, I'm checking them right.
Browse by genre, and then we'll click survival. Where is survival? What kind of game? Oh, hashtag survival. How about we do a devotion? Looks like a crazy game. All these games have like poorly drawn graphics. Ooh, except for this one. Ooh, this one maybe a bat. It's called Going Home. It's a pixelated horror game, but it looks really.
I don't like horror games.
Well, we're not gonna play it, dude.
Okay, I'll talk about it.
Okay.
And don't make me play it.
Yeah, it's rated for all ages. Oh, there's music.
Don't make me play it.
All right, do you want me to read all of it? Because there's not too much.
I'll read some of it. What the heck? There's a ton of releases here.
Yeah, I know.
All right, description.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to read it all. Going Home is a pixel art game that emphasizes on the deep theme and story with horror and suspense elements. Features: pixelated art style to emphasize the theme and tone of the game. It's a story-driven game. Classic narrative with puzzles. Multiple endings
based on user actions during the game. Horror element. Jump scares!
Jump scares.
Soundtracks. Ad-free, no in-game purchases. Donate what you want.
Follow me on Twitter, support donation via PayPal. And it says email him at flameendless8@gmail.com. And then there's tips and stuff.
Okay, tips. Check the devlog, all the tips, guys, boxers are there.
Yeah, for and then there's a thing about Ubuntu.
For Ubuntu users, run the run SH file.
Yeah, it's like for something for Ubuntu, which is like a thing, an operating system that like nobody uses. But hey, let's look at the hot games. You know how to do it? You hover over the game icon and then you click hot games.
Eagle Island, Medieval Steve.
Is there really a game called Poop Life?
Poop Life?
That one's funny. How about we go down to this one that says Mad Gods?
I think Poop Life is about clean up diarrhea farts.
Okay, let's do Poop Life. I want to do it. I'm interested.
Wait, play it?
No, not actually. Oh, okay. Yeah, I want to watch this. This game. Oh, okay. This game is really the worst poop I've ever done in my life. Poop, poop, poop. Controls.
Poop, poop, poop.
Controls. Mouse can control the camera and choose the options. Escape, exit game, or main menu. Follow Poop Life to stay on top.
Follow me on Twitter.
Yeah, that's funny. That's just funny. All right, can you go down to the one that says Mad Gods?
Mad Gods.
By Norseware. It's a little down in the thing.
Mad Gods. Oh, there it is, Mad Gods.
Okay, description. You can read this one.
All right. Description. Play as Mad God and wreak havoc on your little city. Create your kill at will, throw lightning, send meteors, even call in a UFO. Probably laser the crap out of everything. Even though these little people suffer relentlessly, they still want to flourish. Watch them multiply and build new homes. Want to kick back and show some mercy? With the more people you let live, the more money you'll make, allowing you to cause even more and bigger disasters. Waiting 72 hours for the London Dare 38.
London Dare 38. And then the code and art is made by Thomas Knox. The music and sound was made by Stefan Gigi.
Do you think we should play this, dude?
That sounds really fun. Yeah, I don't want to play it. We're not going to play it right now. But we're going to make a channel on YouTube that will have our stuff. And it's going to be like, yeah. We're going to upload like videos of us playing these games and stuff. And how about we go down a little bit farther to this game called Our Own Light? It looks really, really. It's a horror. That's a terrifying horror game.
What?
Our Own Light. I am a small indie developer that loves horror type of games. My goal is to create a great game, not only using simple and old used techniques of horror such as cheap jump scares and others. I'm more into psychological mind games that helps create a deep story that makes the player get more into it once it goes advancing through the map. This fundraiser will help me with the following: environment, modeling, mechanics, and audio.
What is that in that picture?
Dude, this is a really sick looking game. Chapter 1. This chapter was released mostly to give the players some few information about the story behind the game, giving some small area to work with and explore with some really good surround ambience for you to recognize where sounds are coming from. Disclaimer, this chapter is not full. It is there just to introduce you to part of the story and give you an idea of how the game will be. Why? Making a horror game is not that simple. For the most repetitive, cheap jump scares and mechanics are still going around for the years. I am planning on being creative and too unique into creating one great psychological horror game. Twitter.com/luminous_void, created by Tarlo Tigiada. Copyright Luminous Void Studios LTD Limited or something like that, I don't know. And hashtag horror as the little thing.
Alright.
Alright, how about we go to then the best games at the top. We go to the little game thing and then we do best games.
I'm already at it.
Oh wow, there's
The Ink Machine is number one, but it costs money.
It isn't there.
There's a game that costs $20.
Oh, yeah. Bendy and the Ink Machine is there, of course. Bendy and the Ink Machine is out on Steam, so I wanted to give a little credit to the Meatly there. That game looks amazing, and it plays amazing.
Hey, there's SCP Containment Breach. Let's not play that.
We're reviewing Bendy and the Ink Machine. Get in Bendy and the Ink Machine right now, dude. We're reviewing it. I'm pretty sure everybody and their mother knows about this game by now. This game was released on February 10th, 2017. Yeah. Yeah, it's $6. They have it on Steam.
This is a horror game. What is that?
Bendy and the Ink Machine is a first-person puzzle action horror game that begins in the far days of past animation and ends in a very dark future. Dude. Chapter 1. The first chapter sets the tone for the adventure of Head. Solve the riddle, escape the fork shop. Above all, the fear of the machine and survive. Chapter 2. There's only one thing to do. Find a new way out. In Chapter 2, dive deeper into the animation studio and learn the secrets that it holds. Fight your way through and don't ever look back. There is something in the darkness. You can donate the creation. Tab to Gene. They have. The Meatly is awesome. The Meatly is an awesome dude. Yeah. Because this game is on Steam, you can find it on Steam. It's completely free, by the way, if you want to get Chapter 1. But if you want Chapter 2, you get bendychapter2.zip, and you get all the stuff. But you can just get it on Steam, and it would be better. Bendy and the Ink Machine is, like, one of those games that is just awesome. Literally, it's amazing. I played the game a little bit. I'm actually going to go to Steam right now and see if there's any updates on it because I just wanted to cover it. Yeah, it says in library. It gives me the warning already.
Is this the same? This is the same Ravenfield. Ravenfield is actually a really good game.
Yeah, Bendy and the Ink Machine.
Only single player for whatever reason.
Yeah, they don't. The only recent updates was the Chapter 2 download fix.
Okay.
I still have a problem.
Ravenfield Beta 5 is a pretty good game. It's on
Ravenfield game. It's on Game Jolt.
Itch.io. Huh?
Oh, it's on Itch.io.
It's on Itch.io. It's on Game Jolt.
Okay, how about we review that? Type in.
Sure.
Ravenfield at the top. Ravenfield Beta 5. Ravenfield made by Steel Beta 7. Steel Raven 7.
Yeah, like, there's going to be a Steam version of this. and you can vote for it for on
Steam. Oh, let's vote for it on Steam Greenlight. Heck yeah.
How?
This game has been greenlit by the community. Do you know what that means?
What?
The community has shown their interest into this game. Valve has reached out to this developer to start moving things towards the release on Steam.
So basically, it's going to go on Steam.
It's going to be on Steam soon.
It's also on Discord.
What do you mean it's also on Discord?
Discord thing. Green Field now is an official Discord server. If you want to chat with the developer or other community people, join a server via HC.
Oh, wow. How about we just read through all the things Ravenfield has to offer? Walk upon the Ravenfield with your blue allies. Take down those pesky reds using aircraft, cars, tanks, guns, and active ragdoll physics. Ravenfield is a single-player only game. It's designed to be easy and plating for all skill levels. Easy to pick up, single-player mayhem. Fight as infantry or in-ground vehicles, aircraft or watercraft. The number of combatants is only limited by what your computer can handle. Oh, jeez.
There's also the fact that
damaged soldiers drop blood splats, including where battles have taken place. Issue commands to your AI teammates, custom campaign mode, custom map support. Create your own weapons and vehicles in their Steam Workshop integration. The star means these features are under development and will become available at a later stage. Please see the roadmap below. Campaign mode.
Star Wars World.
The campaign mode pits.
So where's my hammer?
Okay, you know what? How about we talk about? How about I talk about this stuff first? Thank you. Please. Campaign mode. The campaign mode pits two teams against each other in a war spanning several maps. On top of fighting individual battles on ground, a player will also control army movements from their control room. The teams strive to capture maps and their resources in order to mobilize and upgrade their respective armies. Ensure your victory by capturing another team's headquarters. The campaign mode will also be compatible with custom levels. Roadmap. Ravenfield is being developed as an early access game with major content updates scheduled to be released every 4 to 6 weeks. Additionally, minor updates may be distributed via a beta branch for those who do not fear slightly more buggy releases. While some content, such as new weapons, vehicles, and maps, will be regularly released, other key features will come added roughly in the following order. Custom map support, Steam Workshop integration, campaign mode, custom vehicle support, custom weapon support. Preliminary system requirements. Ravenfield runs on the Unity game engine, which runs on the following OSs. Windows XP Service Pack 2 Plus, Mac OS 10.8 Plus, Ubuntu 12.4 Plus, Steam OS Plus, well, there's only one Steam OS, and graphics card, DX9 compatible. It has to be DX9 Plus compatible. You can try the free demo and see how it runs on your computer. Try a free demo. You can download and play the previous free builds of Ravenfield here. steelraven7.itch.io/Ravenfield. Ravenfield on Discord, and there's a Ravenfield thing. Ravenfield price poll. How much do you think it should be called? I think it should cost like $5 to $10. I bet everybody voted free though. In USA money. I mean, if it was free. Ravenfield is a cool game. We'll be playing it. I also want to play Guilt Battle Arena because that actually looks really cool. It was actually released on Square Enix.
Okay.
All right. So we've been talking for about 24 minutes. So we have a little bit more time to go before we stop. I would like if we could make a game someday. I've always wanted to. Because Ravenfield, it sounds really cool.
Yeah, the Ruby game, dude.
Ruby game?
There's an anime called Ruby, R-W-B-Y. It's actually really good. Check this out.
There's like 5 games of Ruby. But I don't want to talk about it. Okay, hold on. Five Nights at Candies. Oh, the Five Nights at Candies are on here. And then there's Five Nights at...
Video Game the Game.
Video Game the Game.
Ultimate Chicken Horse.
Wait, what?
Ultimate Chicken Horse is on here.
Okay, how about we talk about Ultimate Chicken Horse, because that sounds like a funny game.
It's on the second page, by the way.
Okay.
I'll read it this time.
Okay, how about we go to the Steam release. Ultimate Chicken Horse is a party platformer game where you build the level as you play, placing traps and hazards to screw your friends over, but trying not to screw yourself over. Oh, jeez. That sounds really, really funny.
That seems hard.
It looks really funny, though. And it costs $15, though.
It's free on Game Jolt.
Yeah, but that's probably like an old version.
It's the demo.
Yeah, who cares about demos? This is funny. About this game, oh boy, that's not a lot to read, but we're gonna read it anyways. Ever wish you were a wall-jumping, arrow-dodging, trap-setting horse, besting your animal pals in a race through a peril-laden obstacle course that you all built together? Wish granted! Ultimate Chicken Horse is a party platformer where you and your friends build the level as you play, placing deadly traps before trying to reach the end of the level. If you can make it but your friends can't, you get a point. Play online or play locally with your animal buddies and experiment with a wide variety of platforms in all sorts of strange locations to find new ways to mess with your friends. Key features: online and local play. You need game flow from strategic block placement to twitch control platforming. 10 levels with different features for now. Save and share what you built. Huge library of blocks to create an infinite variety of levels. Play as a chicken, horse, sheep, and other wonderful animals. Fun and cartoony art style. Sweet, funky soundtrack. Please note, there is no single-player version of this game. There is an online multiplayer where you can join random lobbies with friends or strangers, so you can still enjoy the game alone. We've also added a free play mode, which allows you to play by yourself, but is only useful for building levels and attempting to jump and run through them. System requirements. I'm going to read them out because why not? I'm only going to read out the minimum specs, not the recommended specs. So here we go. Minimum OS, Windows XP Service Pack 2 or later. Processor 1.5 GHz plus. Memory 2 gigs of RAM. Graphics 512 megabytes of VRAM. Intel HD 4000/GeForce 200 series. Radeon HD 4000 series. DirectX version 9.0c. Storage 2 gigabytes available. Additional modes, broadband, internet is required for online play. So now we're going to go to Mac OS X. Minimum OS Mac OS 10.8 plus. Processor 1.5 GHz plus. Memory 2 gigs of RAM. Graphics 512 megabytes of video RAM. Storage 2 gigabytes of available space. Broadband internet is required for online play. And then the other version, the SteamOS plus Linux. The OS is SteamOS Ubuntu 12.04 or comparable. Processor, and then the processor, memory, graphics, and storage, and additional notes are all the same as Windows. So yeah, we've just reached the 30-minute mark, Zach. So I think we're gonna end this week's podcast here. We hope you enjoyed, and we hope you'll tune in next time on the Game Development Podcast. Goodbye, everybody. We'll be doing the videos soon, and we'll announce them next episode. See ya.
We'll see you.